This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Federal jurors in Chicago have handed down a guilty verdict in another political corruption trial. In this case, the defendant was James T. Weiss, a clout-heavy businessman who was convicted of bribing two Illinois lawmakers to promote gambling legislation. Here to break down the verdict and the evidence jurors weighed is Chicago Sun-Times federal court reporter John Seidel. And John, this is the second federal bribery conviction involving politicians in Springfield in the last couple of months. Tell us a little bit more about this case. Who is James Weiss, and what's he accused of?
James Weiss is a businessman who owned a company known as Collage LLC that was involved in the sweepstakes industry. These sweepstakes machines are these unregulated gambling devices that kind of fall into a gray area of state law, and they're therefore unregulated and largely untaxed. Prosecutors say he went about an effort to try and explicitly legalize those machines, but he did so in an illegal way.
There were actually multiple state lawmakers who surfaced here in this trial. Can you tell us who they were and what their roles were?
Sure. First was then State Representative Luis Arroyo, who Weiss paid $32,500 in bribes to over the course of a year to try and get this sweepstakes language inserted into the General Assembly's big gambling package in 2019. They didn't get it done, though, and so they then turned to then State Senator Terry Link, who was a key lawmaker on the gambling negotiations. What Arroyo and Weiss didn't know, though, was that Link was working secretly with the FBI and wound up wearing a wire.
John, the government played tapes of some secretly recorded conversations for the jurors during the trial. You pulled one clip that was played at the trial. Let's hear that.
It's you and I talking now.
Okay.
Nobody else.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whatever you tell me, Terry, stay between you and me.
Okay.
That's my
word.
What's
in it for me, though?
Can you tell us what's happening in this recording and what was the importance of this exchange?
Sure, happy to. This is the first meeting that we heard about at the trial between Terry Link, Luis Arroyo, and James Weiss, where the three got together at a Wendy's in Highland Park to talk about getting the sweepstakes language into a bill in the General Assembly's veto session. But at some point, Link asked Arroyo to come outside and talk to him alone. And that's when you hear Terry Link outside the Wendy's ask Arroyo, "What's in it for me?" Now, the FBI said Link was instructed not to specifically solicit a bribe. That's why he kept it vague. What's in it for me? They said Arroyo could have responded by talking about other legislation or just the typical political horse trading that goes on. It didn't have to be a bribe. But instead, they said Arroyo switched directly into corruption mode and started talking to Link about how Arroyo was a paid consultant for Weiss, getting $2,500 a month, and that the same kind of arrangement could be made for Link.
And John, is there ever going to be a break in these political corruption cases at the Chicago Federal Courthouse?
It doesn't look like it. I mean, we are in a remarkable run of public corruption trials. You know, Weiss is the sixth person just this year to be convicted by a jury on charges related to the Fed's public corruption investigations. We haven't seen a not guilty verdict yet. And, you know, you begin to wonder what effect that has on the people who, you know, who are next in line. And let's not forget, Michael Madigan faces his own trial in April of next year.
That is Chicago Sun-Times federal court reporter John Seidel. John, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Happy to do it.
This is WBEZ.